It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
We've got over $1,000, $1,212 to be exact, to give away for this impossible question. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? We have Todd on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Todd?
Great, great.
All right, what's your guess?
Okay, my guess is that Bobby got in trouble or fined for feeding the seagulls down at the Jersey Shore.
Feeding those seagulls down the shore.
Oh, do they fine if you feed the seagulls?
I believe it is a fine.
Really?
If you feed the seagulls, because it drives, you know, they go crazy, they all come around and attack.
Fine, all those little kids on
all
the beach.
Those little kids should be sent away and cuffed.
Todd,
I completely would never, just like, would never feed the seagulls, just so you know. And I completely agree with the fines. And if you feed a seagull, you immediately go to prison for 15 to 30 years. So,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
it's a tough one.
It's a tough one.
Sorry, Todd.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, good guess, though. Keep trying. You know, that was a rule with my son. My son grew up going to the beach. That was a rule.
Yeah.
You never feed the seagulls. The only time we ever let the kids feed the seagulls was like at the end of the day. Everyone was gone from the beach.
Right.
We happened to be there late and we're like, all right, go all the way in the back by the dunes and you can take the bag of chips and feed them.
And there's always still that moron that's right there, like usually has a Mets hat on and is always right there, like just all of a sudden starts feeding the, and you're like, what are you doing?
What are you with a Mets hat?
Yeah, of course. No. Hey, look at these seagulls. I'll get one of these seagulls. Yeah.
Keep your guesses coming. 888-333-B101. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? We've got $1,212. Dwayne, good morning.
Good morning. How is everyone?
But we're good. How are you?
Wonderful.
What's your guess, Dwayne?
So, full disclosure, I gave my son this homework assignment after Friday, and we listened. And his guess, he's at school, his guess is Bobby and a seagull, like, flew into his car, like, window.
Wow. Oh. So we had, like, seagull poop. We had a seagull, like, stealing food. We had seagull doing all this stuff.
Seagull
feeding
in your
seagulls
car?
And a seagull in my car. Dwayne, I hate to buzz the kid because he probably did a really good job on that homework assignment, but it's not it.
All right.
Sorry, Dwayne.
Put him back to work when he gets home from school, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. Let's go to Crystal. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning, everyone.
All right. What do you think it is?
So just real quick, I feel like I'm missing a clue because everything is like seagull related. So maybe I missed something on Friday.
The only clue we've given is that it doesn't have to do with a celebrity. And then Friday, yeah, there were some guesses around seagulls.
Okay. All right, and I have to also say, I listen with my 14-year-old son in the car every morning. It's like our bonding time. So there's hope, Kathy.
Oh, there he is. Oh, thank you. Yeah, my son doesn't want to bond with me over my show.
There's hope.
Crystal, what's your guess?
On the flip side, he said, Mom, that is not the answer. We're not winning the money. But I'm going to go with Brett was catfish.
Oh, like dating catfish like that?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
I feel like he's only the youngest one that even, you know, that would even exist. But, you know, I don't know. It's a guess. It's a conversation piece.
Okay. Yeah, it is. I like it.
Brett, yes or no? Have you been catfished?
I'm somewhere in between.
I
have never gotten to a date and had the person not be who they say they are, but I have seen many a picture online that someone has tried to talk to me, and it has fully been like a celebrity.
And you know it's not
And
them.
I'm like, I don't think you're who you say you are, and then they usually block you immediately.
So
that's my telltale sign.
Not the correct answer, Crystal. Sorry.
Hey, all right. Enjoy your day.
All right. You guys enjoy your day, too. Let's go to Jackie. She'll be the last guest this morning. Good morning, Jackie. I'm sorry, for this round. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. I had to actually pull over because I was coming into a bad area and I didn't want to miss this.
Oh, okay.
Just in case.
Oh, wow. All right. What's your guess, Jackie?
I think it's Bobby and a tree fell on his car during a storm.
A tree fell on my car during a storm. I will tell you that one member of the show has had this happen, and it would be...
It was me, Laura, twice.
Oh. Wow. Two times this has happened.
Twice.
A tree fell on your car?
Yeah.
Like here where you live right now?
Yeah, so one in my current house and one at my parents' house when I lived there. Wow. Both times, like,
Mother
somehow,
Nature has it out for Laura.
Yeah, but somehow the car was like unharmed.
Oh, wow.
But like a full-on tree was on it. Doesn't
wow.
make any sense. But, yeah.
That's crazy. Jackie, so, Jackie, sorry.
That's crazy.
Not it. Also, be careful going to this dangerous area you're driving to, all right? Be very careful.
Well, it's in your area. That's why I thought. Because there's lots of trees and it's kind of like
out in the middle of nowhere. Okay, yeah, hey, be careful out there. You never know what can happen in those crazy world of Medford Lakes. Ooh, be careful.
Have fun in bougie Medford Lakes, Jackie.
I knew it.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Have a great day.
I knew you were going to say bougie.
I think she just meant bed cell service.
Yeah, not bad area.
Bad area. She's like, I'm going to Medford Lakes.
Those deer, they can carjack you anytime. Watch out.
Watch out. All right, so we still don't have a correct answer. We're going to do it again at 9:10. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. I like when we get to a point where people are like discussing over the weekend. They're
homework.
Talking to their kids.
He gave his son homework.
Yeah.
It's great.
We'll do it again at 9:10. We have $1,212 for the impossible question this morning. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
What's your guess?
I think it was Brett, and he was in a drag queen show.
Brett in a drag queen show.
What would my persona be?
That's what I just said. What would, like your name or your what would it be?
Well, I don't know what my name would be, but I have been in drag multiple times for the sketch comedy show that I was in college.
Ah.
I played a version of a knockoff Jennifer Coolidge, so I got to do a nice,
what?
You look like the 4th of July.
Oh my God, I love her.
And then I also got to be a 1920s flapper girl, but it was set today. I was a little confused. But I have not been in an actual drag show.
Sorry, Tom.
Okay.
All right.
Have a great day. Great guess.
Wait, I love everything about this. First of all, I said if there was another era that I would live in, it would be the 1920s. So I love that you did that. And also, I'm obsessed with Jennifer Coolidge.
I was just going to say,
so much.
He did such a great Jennifer Coolidge impression.
I know.
Will you now do the one that says, keep the guesses coming,
888-333-B101
as Jennifer Coolidge? Go ahead.
Keep those guesses coming, 888-333-B101.
One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? That's the impossible question for $1,212. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning.
What's your guess?
I think it was Brett, and I think he won the cutest child or baby contest.
Aww, our baby Brett.
We've seen pictures of his baby pictures, and they were only 20 years ago, which makes us all go, ugh. And he was adorable. Did you ever win a contest?
Well, I appreciate you saying that, because after I have found those photos that I have not seen in forever, I did think I was kind of a cute kid.
Yeah.
But I have not won.
Sorry, Alice.
Oh, bro. I'll keep telling you.
And notoriously, I may have been a cute toddler, but as a baby, oof. I had bad eczema. And let's just say it didn't do me any favors.
Okay.
My baby photos are
You kept the eczema photos away from us.
Yeah, I keep those hidden in a vault.
Aww. Okay. All babies are cute. All right, let's go to Erica. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
What's your guess?
So my guess is that it's Bobby, and he was stung by a jellyfish on the beach.
Ooh.
Erica, I have not been stung by a jellyfish.
Sorry, Erica. Let's go to our last call of the morning. Julie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm just great.
Good. All right. What's your guess?
I'm going to guess that Bobby was either dive bombed or attacked by seagulls or birds.
By birds? Attacked by birds. Let's see. The show here had me hit by a car on Friday. You now have me getting attacked and dive bombed by birds. Oof. I have been around a lot of birds, never been attacked by a bird. Nope.
All right, I'll keep trying.
Sorry, Julie. Yeah, keep trying. Have a great day. I used to have nightmares about that movie Birds. Did you ever see
it? Oh, yeah. Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah. I would have nightmares about it. My mom let me watch it, and I couldn't sleep afterwards.
Of course, terrifying.
Terrifying.
Because we see birds everywhere. They're all over the place.
All right, so that means tomorrow morning we've got 1,000. $313. We'll do it at 7:10 and 9:10. And don't forget, we have this Mother's Day contest that's going on. Tomorrow morning, we're going to ask you to call in with your kids. Maybe you're driving to school, whatever you're doing in the morning. We want your kids to do an impression of mom. And they're going to try to win a trip to the Borgata, an overnight stay for two to the Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa, plus $150 credit for food and drinks. This is to honor moms for Mother's Day. So we want the kids to call in and do their impression of mom, and we'll do it tomorrow morning.
And this is what it sounds like. We had already had a great one this morning. Yeah. Our clip of the day is going to be one of them. So here you go.